For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hawk. Governor Mike Parsons says Missouri will turn the corner this month on COVID vaccines. Jonathan All reports on his visit to a mass vaccination event in Rolla.
Parsons spoke with Phelps Health medical staff and patients getting their COVID vaccines. He says when the vaccine first started to become available, Missouri was getting 50,000 doses a week, and that number has grown.
Probably our numbers to pick up to 250 to 300,000, not counting the FEMA event in St. Louis. So a lot of good things are happening in the state. And by the end of April, I think we're really going to see the needle change in this state as far as the volume of people that's vaccinated.
Phelps Health is predicting within 4 to 6 weeks, it will shift its focus from attempting to accommodate the huge demand for the vaccine to an education campaign trying to get hesitant people to get a shot. In Rolla, I'm Jonathan All.
Governor Mike Parsons says he won't require what are known as vaccine passports in Missouri. But Parsons told reporters yesterday that he's okay with private companies adopting them. Vaccine passports are documentation that shows travelers have been vaccinated against COVID-19 or recently tested negative for the virus. Technology companies and travel-related trade groups are developing and testing out vaccine passports to encourage travel. Some Republican lawmakers in Missouri have raised concerns with the concept of health certificates or travel passes. They say requiring the documents would infringe on people's right to travel and want to ban them. The Missouri House passed a $34.6 billion state budget yesterday that includes a raise for state workers and fully funds education. But as State House reporter Jacqueline Driscoll reports, those items were overshadowed by Republicans voting to not fund Medicaid expansion.
Republicans gave a variety of reasons. Voters were lied to. Voters didn't understand what they were voting for, and that the constitutional amendment itself wasn't constitutional because it didn't include a funding source, so they didn't have to pay for expansion. St. Louis Representative Peter Meredith, the ranking minority member of the Budget Committee, called the spending plan broken.
So now here we are with a budget that's short $300 million from what even the governor said we could spend, and that we're sending over to the Senate to fix for us. To do our jobs that we failed to do over here. And I sure hope they're going to do that, but we should be ashamed of ourselves today.
Governor Mike Parson included expansion funding in his budget proposal and says the legislature needs to pay for it because it's the will of the voters. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
A federal judge has thrown out a rule allowing pork plants to speed up production lines because the U.S. Department of Agriculture didn't properly consider the risks to workers before the rule was issued in 2019. Union officials praised Wednesday's ruling because they say faster line speeds at pork plants increase the risk of injuries for workers. The lawsuit was filed by the United Food and Commercial Workers International Union, along with local unions in Missouri, Minnesota, Iowa, and Oklahoma, and the nonprofit consumer advocacy group Public Citizen. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIE News, Columbia.